Today is Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is International Plastic Bag Free Day. It's also National Fried Clam Day. Yum, not really. National Chocolate Wafer Day. Think of a Kit Kat. Like the wafers inside of a Kit Kat. Think of that, but chocolate. It's National Eat Your Beans Day. And it's National Compliment Your Mirror Day. So, there you go. I guess I'm going to eat some beans and compliment the mirror at what I see in the mirror on today. But I'm not going to eat a fried clam, I don't think. I don't really understand. Well, I guess clams are different than squid. I don't understand calamari. And I'll tell you why. First of all, calamari is mostly flavorless from what I've had. And I haven't had a lot of calamari, but I have had some calamari. What I've experienced is it's mostly flavorless, but the flavor that you do get is that disgusting seafood flavor, that fishy flavor. Like if you get anything, you get that flavor. And then the texture of them is most of the time like fried rubber bands. What? I do not see the appeal unless it's like other fried food. Is it just a mechanism to dip into flavorful sauces? Is that it? Because if so, I could think of foods with better texture and taste that I could dip in. Onion rings, very similar in shape and size and everything to calamari. But at least small onion rings from small onions. but they're easier to chew because they're not so rubbery and rubber bandy as calamari. They don't have that disgusting fishy flavor. And you can use them to dip into various sauces. So I don't, even chicken strips, perfectly suitable for dipping into sauces. I don't know. Clams now. I do enjoy mussels if I'm held to the fire and I must eat seafood or food that came out of water. I don't know, do mussels come out of rivers or ocean? I'm not even sure. But or both. But I do know that when I've had mussels, they almost have a nutty flavor and they do not taste fishy. At least the mussels that I've had so far have not tasted fishy. And generally, the broth that they make to put them in is very flavorful. So I haven't minded. I feel like if a gun is held to my head, they're like, you must eat seafood. I feel like mussels is something that I can get behind. Mussels and shrimp, probably. Because a lot of times there are shrimp that do not taste super fishy. In my mind. All right, so today, as you're listening to this, we may be, depending on what time you're listening to this, but we may be either on our way to the airport, sitting in the airport waiting for the plane, or we could be flying at this point. So we fly to London on Wednesday, on the 3rd, and the reason we're not going to arrive until the 4th, but we leave on the 3rd. And we're doing that because our cruise leaves on the 5th, which is Friday, but we want to be there a day early because anytime you're cruising, you want to make sure that you schedule your flights at least a day before to arrive at least a day before the cruise, because if you have any mix up with flights, like a flight gets canceled, generally you can still get there in time to meet your cruise because you don't want to spend the hundreds, if not thousands of dollars that you're spending on a cruise and then, you know, they don't care if you can't get there. They can't hold the ship for people. So we're going to go and have a day in London. We're going to have a nice two Michelin star dinner. The 4th is our anniversary of becoming boyfriends. And so we're going to go out to eat and have a nice dinner on Thursday night. So there you go. So anyway, we weren't completely finished with talking about the weekend, so I will wrap that up on Sunday, and I am recording this on Sunday, so I do remember, but on Sunday. So anyway, I guess I'll wrap up Saturday by saying we went shopping, bought some clothes. We also had to get some pill boxes for Sydney because we've got to put all the pills on, you know, make it as easy as possible for the dog sitter to give Sydney the required pills that she needs every day. So we did that and we bought some clothes for the trip. And we tried a new place called Swig that is a place that just makes drinks. They do have a few little snacky items like pretzel bites and things of that nature, but they mostly focus on different drinks. And I think this place is based out of Utah. And I can only imagine that it's because in Utah, a lot of the Mormons don't drink alcohol and, you know, other things. They don't also caffeine a lot of times is an issue for Mormons. And so they just giving them a creative, like, oh, we're making drinks out of water and peach flavoring and, you know, whatever. So we got one of that. They were okay. I don't know that the selection I made was as good as it could have been. It was the first time we had been there. But, you know, it was kind of expensive for a drink. Honestly, I could have made it at home. So we did that. We went home. We relaxed a little bit. And then we had dinner at Outback Steakhouse. And the reason I keep choosing chains every week is because they put calories in their menus. Normally, we don't do too many, or we try to do non-chains for our restaurant of the week, but I'm so close to the vacation now that, like, I want to make sure that I'm maintaining my weight loss, and I would normally splurge on a Saturday for our restaurant of the week and do, like, a cheat day, but I'm trying to save those up for the trip. I had a filet, asparagus, and a salad, and I did not pour the dressing on the salad. I left the dressing on the side, and I just dipped my fork into the dressing to get the tiniest little bit of dressing with each bite. It's a good way to keep from eating a big glug of dressing, and you still get the flavor. So, did that. We did have the Tim Tam dessert. So Outback has a new Tim Tam dessert, and we halved it, so I only got, it was still a lot of calories, because this dessert is 1,500 calories. Mark and I split it, so I got 750. And then we came home, and I had calculated for those calories in my day, so I was still able to stay pretty much within my target. I was a couple hundred calories over, but that's okay, for a Saturday especially. And then on Sunday, went to church in the morning, and in between services, well, I got up in the morning, did two loops around the neighborhood, walking, to get half of my steps. Then I did my 20 minutes on the Peloton, and then I got ready and went to church. And then in between church services, I also went to the local Walmart and did laps around the Walmart in between church services to try to get some more steps. Then went back, had the second service, and came home. We had hot dogs for lunch, and then I'm recording the shows, but we watched a little bit of we're still catching up with the last season of American Idol, so we're finishing that up, so we watched a little bit of that. And then I'm recording a bunch of shows. I've got to record Throwing Down today. I also have to start packing, because again, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are going to be very busy, so I want to get a head start. And yeah, that is the weekends thus far. So we do have some contact. I'm going to go ahead and read this. We have an unknown person. It's probably Scotty Little Aussie Battler, if I had to guess. But let's see, where is plus six? Plus six phone number from. It is Southeast Asia or Oceania, so it could be Australia. Plus 6-1 is Australia. So yeah, this is from Australia. And first of all, it says, I just love your little show. Well, thank you, unknown person. And the second one is, just changed my mobile company. EOFY sale? The other reason I know this is because Scotty will say random things on Twitter, and I don't know for a fact this is Scotty, but I'm pretty comfortable. And he just mentioned on Twitter that he was looking to change his cell plan. So Boost 12 meg prepaid plan, 260 gigabytes of data, or gigabits, probably 5 gig Telstra network, unlimited calls to Australia, unlimited SMS to Australia, unlimited calls to 20 countries, unlimited SMS to 20 countries, 3,600 minutes to 30 countries, 3,600 SMS to 30 other countries, and price is 260 Australian dollars a month, and he says that's 2166 a month, but the American dollar is not worth that much more than the Australian dollar, I don't think. Anyway, well, thanks for the text. Good job you. The Spit Valve Factory gives us like an 80% discount on our phone plan, so we pay very little for our phone because of my discount that I get. But thanks. You guys can text as well. 479-221-9393 is the way that you text. And you can let me know what's going on in your life or tell me about whatever plan that you have purchased on your cell phones. We don't have any voicemails, but that's also something that you can do. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text, as we found out. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.